Today we are going to read from the first book of Moses, Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 through 19. I'll read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. Verse 15. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba. Same chapter, verse 2, God called Abraham and commanded this: "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." Burnt offering is burning the whole animal, sacrificial animal, especially their fat. That was smelling aromatic when it was burned. Yahweh commanded Abraham to sacrifice the promised child. By now he is about late or early teenager. Isaac. It means Abraham is more than 110 years old. But God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac." But the following statement, "whom you love," original meaning is "whom your love have grown, your love has grown to." So we have Yahweh's very strict and precise order to Abraham. Abraham was tested, because verse 1 said, Yahweh tested Abraham. Usually, the purpose of testing is to find out the one who is being tested in his capacity regarding whatever related to his life. Here, his faith is being tested. Yahweh wanted to know. That does not mean Yahweh did not know. But metaphorically speaking, Yahweh wanted to make sure how far the aging old father Abraham could obey Yahweh's voice between his own growing love to his only son, teenage boy Isaac, and his loyal love to Yahweh. When time came, Yahweh put Abraham to test. Choose one between Yahweh and his only son Isaac. That was the whole matter of testing. Abraham's faith could respond either way, to choose Yahweh over against his only son Isaac, or choosing Isaac over against his God Yahweh. So the capacity of Abraham's faith in his God of covenant, Yahweh, was being tested. In New Testament, the writer to the Hebrews, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, tells us this way. Chapter 11, verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And the one who had received the promises was offering up his only son. It was Isaac to whom it was said, through Isaac, your descendant, your seed shall be named. Verse 19, Abraham considered. It is Abraham's logical thinking and its outcome. God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which Abraham also received Isaac back as a type. Yes, Isaac was given to Abraham and his wife Sarah as a type of promise. In Garden of Eden, Adam and his wife, after their fall from grace, received Genesis chapter 3:15, God's promised about seed. Your seed shall bruise head of your enemy. Adam and his wife thought their firstborn son Cain was their promised seed, but it was terribly, terribly mistaken. So, more than 1,000 years, our forefathers, our spiritual forefathers, our racial ancestors, from Adam on, all the way down to Abraham, they were waiting for that promised seed who could bruise crush the head of Satan. Here, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 19 said, Abraham received Isaac back as a type, as a seed, promised seed. Making him sacrifice for the burnt offering to Yahweh was not each test for Abraham, because Isaac was given to him when he was 100 years old. So Abraham held on to his only son Isaac, knowing through his descendant, God promised the whole inhabitants of the earth will be blessed. Way, way back, more than 30 years ago, before none of children born to Abraham, God promised to him while he was relatively young, 75 years old. God promised him, chapter 12, verse 3, Genesis, in you, all the family of the earth will be blessed. But we do know, in his seed, all the family of the earth will be blessed. And he, chapter 22, verse 18. Once again, God, through angel, promised repeatedly to Abraham, in your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. What kind of voice? To take your son Isaac, make him sacrificial burnt offering for me on the Mount Moriah. So, Abraham finally realized through Isaac, I will have multiple, innumerable descendants after Isaac. But Isaac is supposed to be sacrificed now. Those two things could not be reconciled. But only one condition, both promise could make sense. I will obey God's command to sacrifice Isaac. God would raise him up from the dead to keep his part of promise to make innumerable descendants through Isaac, because Isaac had to be resurrected from the dead and grow older and got married and have children or sons so that he could produce his next generations. Eventually ended up innumerable descendants some day later. Abraham's the faith is well grounded upon his trusting God's promise. And as the writer to the Hebrews interpreted, Isaac was raised up from the dead and given back to Abraham, who himself offered Isaac in his heart to God as burnt offering. Type. So, eventually, Isaac was a type of somebody coming in the future. And Apostle Paul spelled out that Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. God promised Abraham through your seed, not plural form, but singular form, seed, and all nations of the earth shall be blessed. And Paul went on saying that seed was antitype of that type in Isaac. So Isaac was type of a coming Messiah and the coming Messiah's resurrection from the dead. Abraham, he knew that before he was tested by God's seemingly severe command. No. Only thing Abraham knew was his God of covenant was faithful to his promises to Abraham to make his future descendants innumerable and making Isaac blessing. And through Isaac, God will make his descendant innumerable. So, Abraham had to reconcile killing Isaac as if losing all hope of future innumerable descendants through Isaac, and God's faithfulness to keep his promise to make innumerable descendants through Isaac. Those two seemingly totally opposite things should be reconciled through the eyes of faith. And Abraham understood. God will be able to raise Isaac even from the dead. As a type, Isaac was resurrected from the sacrifice. So what do we learn from gracious Yahweh's teaching from Abraham's trial? It is Yahweh who took initiative to sacrifice his only beloved son. Abraham received Isaac as a gift. Also, Abraham received faith in God. And Abraham was energized by that gifted faith to exercise it, to trust covenant God more and more. Above all, Abraham had the grip of the truth that Yahweh loved Abraham more than Abraham loved his son Isaac. Because the more than 1,000 years, Abraham and his ancestors waited for the promised seed of the woman. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. It is Yahweh's love, unconditional love for the wayward traitors like Adam and Eve. And Abraham is also traitor. His father Terah was a traitor. They betrayed Yahweh's unconditional love and favor upon fallen, corrupt, covenant breakers. So here we learn Yahweh's love for the fallen sinners like Adam and Eve and Terah and Abraham and Sarah is a lot greater than Abraham's love for his only son Isaac. That's what we have to learn. Yahweh always took initiative and showed us exemplary life first before he asked us to do something almost unreasonable. Abraham learned Yahweh's love for him. Also, Yahweh's age-old unconditional favor on Abraham is incomparably greater than Abraham's love for his only son. So let us remember that Yahweh's unconditional favor and love upon sinners like us is abundant. No wonder Gospel according to John, there Apostle John says, chapter 3:16, God so loved the world, where you and I, Abraham, Sarah, and our ancestors, they live, that God gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Abraham received God-given child as a type from future promised seed of the woman, already promised in Garden of Eden. That type is Isaac, and the future entity, Messiah, seed of woman, Abraham finally saw. And Jesus said, your forefather Abraham, from distance, saw my day, and he was delighted. That delight happened on this day when he received back Isaac as a type from the dead on that top of Mount Moriah. And we know Jesus, he took upon himself the tree cross to climb to Golgotha, south side of Moriah, as Isaac, as a type, carried upon his shoulder the tree on which he could be offered as living sacrifice. That's why Apostle Paul, once again, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, proclaimed Romans 5 verse 8, God showed his love for us. Who is us? You and I, Abraham, Sarah, and his ancestors. Sinners. In that, while we were still sinners, Christ, God's only Son, died for us. See? So what do we learn from Abraham's trial? Second, God's immovable faithfulness, unchanging faithfulness to his promise to the sinners. Because that is God the Father's, creator's unconditional love with compassion for the miserable sinners like us, like Abraham and his wife Sarah. Thank God. God so loved us. Out of his infinite love and unchanging faithfulness to keep his promise, called us, gave us faith, and make us trust in him, his promise, his love, his favor for us, so that we could receive Jesus' earned righteousness, his free gift for us, so that we may become Heavenly Father's beloved adopted children in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes, as Yahweh promised through the mouth of the angel, today, chapter 22, verse 18, in your seed, the type of a future coming seed of a woman, Isaac as a type of that future coming seed of the woman promised in Garden of Eden. In your seed, in Christ, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. May our gracious God continue to inspire us, carry us through all ups and downs of our pilgrim journey until we reach Heavenly Gate. Let's pray. Lord God, we give thanks to you because through your testing Abraham, we know your unconditional favor for the sinners, your unconditional love for the sinners, your initiative to love, to forgive us our sins and offer us free gift of salvation by sacrificing your only Son, our Lord Jesus. May our faith, love in you, for you, grow day by day so that we may give thanks to you, to Jesus Christ, when we see you face to face. Until that day, keep us in your strong hands. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.